Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, the SDR Show. This week, what a hootenanny of an episode we got for you. She is, I think we've discovered, maybe the only woman or actor, actress at all to do this. Mainstream actress Maitland Ward from Bold and the Beautiful and Boy Meets World transitions into porn. She's a super cool chick, really fun episode in the studio, and we really had fun with her. Very cool woman, Maitland Ward. We do the show every single Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And remember this, if you go to thesdrshow.com/vote, you can vote for the SDR Show to be in the AVN Awards for Best Adult-Themed Podcast. Big J really wants to go. He's not on this episode, by the way, but, and of course, why would I want to go? Who wouldn't want to go? But it is a lifelong dream of Big J's as well. So if we get to go, that would be pretty cool. You only have until the 30th to vote. So it's only a day or so more to vote for it. We really hope you do. TheSDRShow.com/vote. Remember, we do this every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Use the code SDR at GasDigitalNetwork.com to get 20% off. But really, just share the episode. Get us out there. I saw we were in the top 60 of iTunes this week, which means you guys are doing it, and that's awesome. But let me shut up, and let's bring it on right now, the Maitland Ward episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show.
I'm trying to figure out what you're staring at, James.
What do you mean?
You were looking off in the distance. Get on the mic. I don't like the way you're doing
I'm
that.
I'm staring at the abyss. I'm a professional. The intro. I never see the intro because for 90% of the shows I've been on are goddamn Zoom, so I never hear the song.
Yeah, but you don't even. It didn't even look like you were looking at the intro. It looked like you were looking over here somewhere in the ether.
Maybe I'm gathering my thoughts. We had Rick Allen and his lovely wife, and they were talking about mindfulness. Maybe I'm trying to be mindful. I'm trying to be zen in the 2 days since we did the
interview.
Why
don't you be present and worry about that later?
I'm being present now, but I was waiting as it was going.
What's over there?
Fucking Lysol. Maybe I don't have any in my house and I want to steal some, son of a bitch.
It's fucking weird. It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. James Mattern in again. Here. It's pretty wild going from, we do primarily Zooms together.
Yeah.
But now this might be the sixth time you've been in the studio.
Let's just keep it calm. This is so much more fun.
Yeah, it is much better.
This is spectacular. Humans just shooting shit at each other. It's great.
We got to hang out. I'll introduce our guest in a second, but we got to hang out with Rick Allen of Def Leppard, the one-armed famous drummer. And
spectacular.
Just a cool dude. Him and his wife, Lauren. And now they want to do my health show, too, because I brought it up so much on the episode.
No, I don't remember. You never talk about your other podcast that's in the top five of milkshakes and greeneries, whatever that shit is.
Podcast, for God's sakes, James. All right.
So now I laugh out of Shannon. That's all I care about, baby.
One's a show. here's how I'll describe her. She is not only, this is what I think, and I could be wrong about this, the only, to my knowledge, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, woman who started in very mainstream acting to transition into becoming verified, I would say, superstar in porn. I think it's 9 times best performer, 2022 X-Biz Performer of the Year in porn, in the porn industry, to go from mainstream to porn. And is that, are you the biggest one person to ever do that? Because I looked them up and it's usually like, oh, they released a sex tape. That doesn't count. That's not part of it.
Sex tapes do not count.
Get very
count.
Close, please.
Oh, sorry. Sex. Yeah. I get very close to this.
You can bring it
thing.
Closer this
oh.
way.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. Here. Sex tapes do not count.
Right.
And that's true. Like anybody in mainstream. And they always try to like walk away from the sex tape thing too afterwards. Like they do it. They produce it. They have it out there.
Yeah, and then they go, whoops.
And they're like, oh my God, it was leaked.
Yeah.
But it's like totally lit and set up. And some even have porn people in them. And like, so yeah. So I would say that I'm the only mainstream actress to actually pursue, you know, a full
without, not
career.
Including like a sex tape. But then there was one, I think I saw one
person from a different world? Does that make ring a bell?
Oh, no. I think it's Family Matters.
Family Matters. And it was one of the-
oh, that was a very sad story that has nothing to do with... I mean, I don't... She did porn, but not... I mean, really low scale.
Not like it. Because you went to, for the lack of better words, like scripted, real porn film.
Yeah.
This is a real film, Jack.
Get goddamn close to the microphone.
I'm close enough.
I know. And one of the last productions I did, I have like a 3-page monologue.
Yeah, it's solid. It's actual, which I would always imagine. This is, look, as a man who I've talked about this on the show, Jay, my other co-host, doesn't believe me. I don't watch porn, right? That's just
ever?
Me. Ever? I just don't, right? I always get annoyed that I am not fucking that girl. Like, I'm looking at this hot girl.
It's the most insane theory I've ever heard in my life.
Can you imagine it? What is your imagination?
No, I just get, if I'm masturbating, I'm masturbating to previous conquests. That's what I think about.
Really? Yeah. Previous conquests?
Yeah, that's what I think about.
Like XX?
The time that I fucked this hot chick or had a threesome or whatever, that's what I think about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, you just threw in casually, oh, you know, when I had a threesome.
Whatever. When I had a threesome,
okay, champ.
Something like that. Something,
when I did that DP.
Something inspiring. Yeah, something inspiring is what I think about.
That inspires you, though.
Yeah, look at that time. Look at this.
Your past.
Fat old Jew nailed those two, you know, whatever the fuck. That's what I think of.
Is okay. That weird?
So I don't like that's all the same reason. I was a DJ at a strip club for a long time, and I hate getting the idea of getting a lap dance.
Really?
Because I just want to rather be fucking the girl.
But that's more understandable. But porn is fun.
Yeah, it's just it's fun. But
that's my hot take of the day.
I have your thing. Why don't you just watch my movies and you don't have to watch the porn scenes? You can watch all of the acting.
The actual acting.
She's an actual thespian.
Right.
Yes,
but that's the part that I always was told is what women gravitate towards is more the story driven porn. I don't know for sure, but that's what I was told.
It is true that a lot of women, and there is a market for women to have story driven porn. Definitely. That I am like that. My first orgasm was from hearing a penthouse letter from it's in the book.
I'm reading the book listening. I listen when I run.
Okay, so you need to hear me talking.
Hear you talking. Then I have to stop and masturbate, but I you know.
Oh, so you do masturbate
only because I imagine she's gonna be a conquest of mine soon. Hit it.
Whoa, look at this. Ralph, you're the best. You're a fun fucking dude.
That is what I was always told, that scripted porn is more for women. And just like the fucking highlight reels is what men go for.
Well, yes and no. I've had a lot of guys. I think it's because there's a misconception that all porn is like very badly acted. And I think that's really unfair. Like, I didn't know there is definitely a highbrow element of porn that wins all the awards and is all that element where it's fully scripted and produced movies. I think we, in general, as a society, see Pornhub and we see just gonzo stuff that people film on the internet, and that's not the only thing.
Dare I say, adult films versus porn would be the delineation I would create.
Yeah, and I was told by a mainstream producer friend of mine, don't say mainstream and porn. You're acting. You're an actress.
Right.
You're acting in this. You're acting in the other. I mean, you're a performer, and that's what you should be known as. Not she's left it for porn. Or
and
she's
what was
left
that movie? There was a movie that came out during the pandemic that was borderline a porn.
Yes. Oh yeah. What was that called?
That was like a big thing. 365 or something.
I remember the days. Yeah. I think it was 365. Yeah. Or something like that.
And you saw a hard penis in that one.
A hard penis.
Yeah. Why are you talking like this?
I got it right here.
Yeah.
A hard penis.
Yeah. It was wild, that one. That girl was hot too. But that was. I mean, I don't know what would classify that to not being an adult film.
I guess insertion.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's what, seriously,
but I'm
sure
there's
close.
Adult films where it's just chicks and there's no insertion.
No, right.
So
of course there is. But
I don't know how you define
it. Yeah, and that's what's unfortunate, that people say if it's labeled porn, they think, oh, we can't have it on a mainstream outlet. Although I think that is changing, like with these movies and everything. So that's really hopeful for me, and I enjoy doing both. But but in the past, that has been a stigma.
Right. And also the idea, as an old fella, the movies that you saw as a kid were the like backstreet, porn like that was done. There was a guy that would just go around and beg women to show their tits.
Right.
It was just like low budget, no lighting kind of nonsense versus what there is today.
Production.
Right. That's absolutely
actual
true.
Production. By the way, Shannon is what do we call it? A porn monogamist. Which is rare, I would say.
What do you mean
by that? She only wants to watch this one dude.
Oh, who's
I mean,
the
that's
dude?
The greatest
he's a
thing I've
fucking,
heard.
Wait, who is he?
By the way,
I might
the
know
word
him.
Is so
I might know him.
We, let me tell you this. Before you show the guy, this is how dedicated we are to the show.
Okay.
We tried, and it got close. He backed out last minute, I think, because he was freaked out. He lives
Why
in,
was he
and I could be wrong about this, I think he lives in Barcelona. Is that right, Shannon? Oh.
I think so.
Yeah, and we were going to fly her to Barcelona because he somehow, I don't remember the nuance of how we got involved with it. We started talking to him on the show.
Okay.
And I threw the idea out, and we were going to fly Shannon out to get railed out by this dude.
To get railed out.
And it was close.
Wow.
And then he like disappeared. And I don't know. Then he came back in. And now they follow each other on Instagram. What's his name, Shannon, again?
Rob Diesel.
Rob Diesel.
Oh, yeah. I don't know him. But
he
yeah, I know the name.
He is a monster.
Yeah.
Scrolling through his Instagram. I know. I want you to see like a recent.
Look at that guy.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, Shannon. You'll never be the same if you bang
You'll
him.
Never be the same.
You'll lose a leg. Are you
I
out
mean,
of your goddamn
God
mind?
God damn it. Does he have a nose ring now? Is that what I'm seeing? Or is that just a weird angle?
Septum
a septum ring?
Yeah.
God damn it. Look
he's
at the size of that motherfucker.
He's a literal bull. Yeah. He's a literal bull.
That's what Shannon. Look at the
oh,
size
wow.
of that guy.
I didn't realize he was that. Okay.
I love it.
Wow.
Oh, my
the
God.
Tats.
That's Shannon's type, you know?
That. Wow.
Shannon, he looks like a villain from Ninja Turtles.
Shannon, I think if you added one of my legs and both of my arms together, it would be the size of that
it's
arm.
It's unbelievable.
He's
wow.
crazy looking. His whole ear is tattooed.
He's all arm porn, too.
Can I see? Can you show us, Shannon, his ding dong, please?
Can we see it on
I want to feel, yeah. I want to feel even more
oh,
emasculated.
I can see, yeah.
And Shannon, can you also pull a picture of Bebop from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Because I'm going to die on this hill. That this is basically who you would be fucking.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see.
Are Shannon. We seeing the ding?
I want to see his fucking.
Seeing the ding dong.
I feel like I'm going to have to look up his porn, so 1 second.
It's not in your most recent
yeah, like
searches.
Yeah, it's not saved.
It's not time-stamped.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The sun's out while you're looking him up.
It's not time-stamped, although.
Yeah, okay. Well, while she's looking, by the way.
Yes.
Speaking of pornography.
Oh, I've heard rumors.
The book that I'm going to say 30% through, roughly,
okay.
I guess, Rated X, How Porn Liberated Me from Hollywood, right? So it talks about, it starts with, which I think is adorable, your love of David Hasselhoff.
I know, I did. I was in love with him. I got those first tingly feelings for the Hasselhoff.
Did you? That
Hoff.
Was my first question. Though. Wow. Did you ever, I mean, you then had...
Well, I was pretty young when I did it, so I wasn't like...
No. I just am wondering if you ever got to meet him. Once you started
no,
to become a celebrity...
I know. You know what? I saw him at something. I didn't meet him. I was kind of looking at him in the distance. But Bill Daniels... Who
the voice
was
of
Mr.
Kit.
Feeny was the voice of Kit. So yeah. I feel like I had that connection on Boy yeah. Meets World too.
That's pretty wild.
David Hasselhoff. I don't have the crush anymore.
No, I mean, I get it. But I'm talking about like when you were in Boy Meets World college year, so you're a little older.
Yeah.
You could have doinked Hasselhoff. I'm
I
sure
could've.
It could have.
I didn't. I could have, but yeah. I did not. I did not.
That
I wish
been,
I had that
great
story.
Story to have.
You know what? If he wants to do porn, we will do a big.
Oh, that would be cool.
I don't know how big his dick is.
Can we fly you to Barcelona to get
well,
railed by the Hoff?
In Barcelona on the Kit car. No, on
yeah,
the car.
Speaking of big dicks, Shannon, can we see that hog,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, let's see the...
I hope his dick looks like David Hasselhoff.
I'll tell you if it's a standard for me.
The problem is that the part where it's like outside of a woman's vagina or mouth, it's like it's uncircumcised, so it's like in a gross
Oh, I like
state.
Uncut. Especially for anal, you'll see. I talk about that because it's nice padding.
For anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's you.
Wait till you get to that page, baby.
Oh, yeah. That's it towards the end. Oh. That's towards the end, but there's a whole chapter on
am
it.
I would imagine that. Am I wrong?
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right. That's
okay, it's a good dick. It's a good dick.
That's on the way down, though. That's like over, right?
It's not doing it justice right
it's,
here.
Yeah.
It's not doing it
no,
justice.
No. It's a big dick. I've had way bigger, but.
She doesn't look like she's that
but
into
But I've
it.
Had that. Oh. Yeah, he's. But he's a big
He got
dick.
So
he's
much bigger
dick.
Since then.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. This is a really
No,
old
he's
one.
A good bit.
Why is he banging Thelma from fucking okay. Scooby-Doo? Hey, do you think she's saying jinkies? Yeah. I'll see guys like, oh, I'm out, baby. Beep,
Boy,
beep, beep.
Right. Ninja Turtles. We got
so
everything.
Cool. By the way, if
more
it said on the
we
bottom,
have a cosplay movie here.
On the bottom, it said, this is the 40,000th time you've watched this clip. I'm like, Shannon.
This is an old one. I like the newer ones when he's more tattooed.
Yeah, that looks. He looks like a nice boy there. He doesn't look like the warrior that he is now.
The warrior.
By the way, in watching some of your interviews, you taught me a term that I've never heard before.
Oh, I like this.
Booby blogs?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a thing?
They especially were like several 5 years ago or something, and I was on all of them.
But what is that just people that talked about tits? What does it actually mean?
It showed like more sexy photos of girls, basically, okay. And they just kind of called it that because they were all these blogs. Remember like 5-7 years ago, like all of these blogs were out there before social media really... got to its height, I guess. Because now people just put up their own pictures or people will take pictures. It's everywhere. So, but back then you would go to especially like red carpets.
Oh, is Shannon going to masturbate from those pictures? No, she's not. Okay, I thought she was. That would have been cool.
She had a dildo in her hand. It's a remote.
That's how we close the show.
Well,
so the story, which is, you know, a really wild one, is you start out relatively young and you get into very mainstream stuff, The Bold and Beautiful. Everyone probably recognizes you from Boy Meets World, even though I'm aged out of that, so I never really watched that, but Shannon did. You were in White Chicks with the Wayne brothers. Yes. And then there's some crazy stories now, which I find... So the name of the show is Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, as you know, right?
Yes.
And what I have been amazed by is how many people won't do this show because of the name.
Really?
Right?
I didn't even think about that.
And we get turned out, oh, they can't be associated with a show like that, right? And so, and these are like rock stars. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then to listen to some of your stories of people that you worked with, like the Boy Meets World people, like Terry Crews, like these people who are like, oh, how dare you do porn? It fucking boggles my mind that that's a reality that even exists still now.
I think it's completely bizarre. I mean, Terry Crews has taken it to the limit. As soon as I started showing a little skinny, stopped following me on Twitter and we just like cut me off like that. Not that we were super close or anything, but you know, you're friends.
Yeah, he wants to actually shut down porn.
Yeah, speaking of,
I didn't realize
he
that.
He actually wants it shut down. He wants it to be illegal.
The great looking, great shaped billionaire guy wants to prevent other people from enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and also, I mean, he said it was ruining his marriage. I think his wife caught him a lot of times.
Oh, there we go.
I'm just guessing that.
That makes much more sense now.
Of course it was.
Yeah, but like when Ashton Kutcher said that he wanted to get rid of the escort industry, right?
Oh,
like,
I know. He's like, ridiculous, too.
You're ridiculously good looking and famous. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, there are people that need that.
You know why he wants to get rid of it? Because he's got a habit. And if he gets rid of it, then he doesn't piss away money.
Thou protest too much.
Yes, let's be honest.
I know, that's true. Whenever they protest too much.
Yeah. Like, you know that in right-wing states are the highest gay porn searches
unbelievable.
For the internet.
Yeah, of course. You
know? And the highest meth use and all that. Because when you're repressing shit, it comes out because there's a reason for it.
Right, absolutely.
But I'm saying, going back to these people that you were friends with, that part I find it... It's one thing to be against the idea of something.
Right.
But then to step back from a friendship is fucking weird to me.
Yeah, that's... And Matthew Lillard stopped following me, too, when he found out I was doing...
That's fucking weird.
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, I did a movie with him.
What'd you do?
Dish Dogs, it was called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was... Oh, it was with Brian Dennehy, was in a wetsuit, and he married us.
That's cute.
It was... Yeah, you gotta see it.
Can I say this? I stopped following Matthew Lillard because of SLC Punk. I think it's a shit movie, and I'm a punk guy from that area, so kiss my ass. Okay. I got your back. I got your back.
Yeah, there we are.
Don't worry about shit.
He was in Scream, too. Am I right? Is that Matthew Lillard?
Yeah, he wasn't overacting at all in that.
Scooby-Doo.
And Scooby-Doo, right. Yeah. Okay,
we will bring it back to Thelma.
There you go. I'll tell you. And
it's all. And I'm like Daphne.
You are Daphne.
And then the movie I think most people would remember you the most from was White Chicks.
Yes.
Because I think it was Damon Wayans that played you or one of the Wayans brothers. Damon.
It was Marlon and Sean. But Sean played me. But
Played you in the movie.
In the movie.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is. Seeing your face like plastered on him.
That's pretty wild. Are they people that you stayed in touch with?
You know what? They're still out there. They didn't quit friendships with me or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I really love them. They were great to work with, had a great time. So I think, I mean, it's been a while now. I'd still be friendly with them. Yeah.
They didn't unfollow you or anything.
No,
they're not trying to shut down porn.
No, they're not trying to. No. It was the Terry Crews thing. That was the actual coming out. And
it's too bad because, by the way, I want to love Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah. He's very lovable.
Listen, he's a wonderful guy. He's a teddy bear.
With a porn addiction. Pow!
Yes. Pow! Can I say this? I love porn and I would hate for it to get banned. But if the Wayans brothers, all of them, everyone in that family decided to go against it, I'd be okay with it. Yeah. But I need Keenan, I need Damon, I need the girl from Living Color. I want them all in cahoots.
The girl from Living Color. I loved that show.
It seems a little disrespectful to just say the girl.
I forget her name.
Kim Wayans.
There's 35 Wayans. What do you want me to do?
All right, before we go any further, you know these guys forever. They've been a part of the network, part of the SDR show, part of Skangfest. We're talking about Yo Kratom, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. You go to YoKratom.com, you're going to get amazing customer service. You will not find better prices anywhere, and you're going to get your favorite Kratom strains all at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, Why go anywhere else? Why wonder how long that's been sitting on the shelves, where it came from? Go right to YoKratom.com. $60 kilos of high-quality kratom. What more do you need? Right now, hit pause on this podcast and go to YoKratom.com. Pick up a few $60 kilos. All right, let's get back into it.
Hey, I'm talking to Mike now. That's a start.
Okay, fair enough. So now, the thing that I was reading about, again, you know, I tried to do some research, which is funny because I have a friend that is somewhat famous in mainstream acting, if we're going to still use that barometer. And a lot of things that I hear that you said in interviews, she tells me about all the time on how women are really treated differently than men in these shows and TV and movies. Mm-hmm. And when you're going to do Boy Meets World, they already say things like, oh, that other girl, what's her name, Danielle, is not going to like you. You're not going to get along. Like, they're trying to set up drama before you're even there. For God knows what fucking reason. Is that a repeating through line through a lot of the shit that you were involved with?
Yeah, I think it was always like they want the girls not to be connected or something, to be separate and to be their own entities. And Disney shows were notorious for all of that and for treating girls not the best. There's been lots of stories from lots of different Disney stars and stuff. But yeah, it was, and I didn't realize, I really thought she would hate me, and eventually she did, but that's
for other reasons.
For other reasons.
Not at the time.
Not at the time. We had, we were fine, but it was always a question in my mind, did she? That was kind of like, so it kind of set up this weirdness between us, even though it was fine at the time. And I was like, okay, she treats me like she likes me back then. And she was young, and she was very young. It seemed like the age difference was so much. It was like 4 years.
Yeah, when you're a kid, that seems like...
yeah, it seems like, oh my God. It was like, you know, 20 years, but it was, you know, several years. And so, yeah, that set up a weird dynamic. And I think it was very commonplace. And especially it was commonplace to set up to have like the virginal person, the sexier person, the smart person. You don't have to be separate. You couldn't be all of those things
but
together.
But also I think that was part of hacky early television writing. That just is what it is. That doesn't exist as much anymore. Do you feel... in the adult film industry that women are cultivated more to actually, because it's such a taboo around it, that they work harder nowadays, especially with female directors like you work with a lot, to make sure that that kind of shit doesn't happen.
Yeah, and you know what? I've never had that kind of thing happen. Of course, I've been on very high-end sets with Vixen and I'm a contract person for Deeper.com. And so I work with primarily with a female director who has won Director of the Year awards over and over and has made great films and scripts and everything. It's amazing to me. What surprised me when I came into the industry was how much the female directors are responsible for the scripted films, for the ones that get the awards. There's many that are, you know, really
because
coming
because guys
up.
Are doing it, they're showish as shit.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like putting the nuance into it and getting, you know, but it's really paid off for women. But and women are also paid much more than men overall in the industry
in general. Don't, they don't bring that up when they talk about wage discrimination.
The wage gap?
Yeah. Porn is notoriously the women make all the money and the men are always trying to fight, you know.
But it makes sense. I'm saying, the draw.
Yeah, I'm saying, but like, you don't hear that side of that story, you know?
Yeah. You don't hear how responsible women are for porn.
Yeah.
The stuff that you're seeing that's kind of cheesy, I'm sure guys have shot that on like Pornhub or something. But not to say that there can't be great guy directors either, but it's just amazing to me that in Hollywood, it's so hard for women to get directing jobs. Mm-hmm. And stuff, especially in film.
The fascinating thing about Jen's film that's coming out, I think it's in going to Sundance, but
nice.
A woman is still considered a minority.
Yes.
And you get breaks. Like if you hire a certain amount of black people, a certain amount of Asian, women is what it's also, and you get a break because women are so poorly penetrated, sex pun included and intended, in the industry.
Yeah, it's very true. And that was what was eye-opening for me is how women can be make so much money and be so advanced, create their brands in porn and just be super successful at it when it's much, much harder for a woman, especially wanting to make films.
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah, I mean, I've been talking about it because she's been working on this film for like years and it's wild the barriers that have been put up for her.
Wow.
The fascinating thing that I never thought about, I don't know if this is true, but it is, you said, one of the only things that the left, the radical left and the radical right could agree on is they don't like porn.
Yes.
Which is funny because for different reasons, They one side thinks it's exploiting women, and one side thinks it's morally wrong.
Right.
Right. But they both agree that they don't like porn. And that's kind of an interesting way to look at it, because that is probably true. One of the few things.
It's so interesting. I mean, of course, you expect like the really fundamentalist, really right wing, like people who are religion is everything. Of course, they go against it, of course, for their more moral reasons. Of course, they're the ones searching the porn.
Yeah, they're the ones that are watching. They're the like, they have the biggest. I was a strip club DJ for a very long time. And the Hasidic Jews were one of our biggest customers.
Oh,
they would always come in. And the worst,
right.
The creepiest.
Really?
Because they're so repressed.
Because it's so controlled.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And I know like the religious fundamentalist Christians that are very. Yeah. So you expect that. You know that. But now, and it's especially rising with like very far left women who are saying that it's terrible for women to be sexualized at all. And they're like desexualizing women and making them feel shame for.
Which is wild because you're doing it on your own volition. It's a very different story if you're being forced into it.
Right.
Then I get it. But if you want to do it, who the fuck cares?
Right. And they like to couple like, you know, trafficking with porn. Which, like, porn that we have to sign contracts, everything.
It's crazy.
Put our IDs up to our, you know, take pictures up to our heads to make sure we're them and you know.
I mean, as a sex trafficker, what I could tell you.
Did that ever really happen?
In the past time.
That was like an 80s, like, TV plot. Do y'all remember, like, Hunter?
Yeah.
I remember this episode. I'm watching with my grandma, which is weird as shit. I'm like six. A girl was sex trafficked on drugs and doing porn. And that was, like, a big plot line.
Right. That was a through line through 80s. Stuff. Like Renegade probably
Quincy,
saved a bunch of people.
All this shit.
Lorenzo Lamas was there.
Oh, Lorenzo. Saving
the day. He had to be one of your crushes,
too. Yeah, can we fly you out to Barcelona for Lorenzo?
I'll take Lorenzo.
Renegade was hot.
He was hot.
He
was awesome. Came in a fucking duster on a motorcycle and solved the world's problems. I love
He was actually on Bold and Beautiful past me. But we have that connection, that daytime connection.
Can we pause for 2 seconds and just appreciate Ralph going, Lorenzo Lamas was hot in Renegade, and then goes, boom,
vroom,
boom,
vroom.
Like he's that director in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Like,
boom,
like
boom, boom.
Yeah. All right, so now, there you go. Look at him. Look at that badass.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, hold on. I'll be back in a minute.
I like also, by the way, this is pre, you need to shave your chest for camera. That's fucking badass.
Look at his sidekick, though. This guy ain't taking shit.
No,
the Comanche guy and the chick. I don't know.
That looks like a porn poster.
Yeah, it looks like a porn poster.
That would be perfect.
Yeah, I'd watch that porn.
And the chick, you don't know her name? She's not Kim Wayne?
She's not Kim Wayne.
By the way, I
remember the guy on the right, because he ended up becoming Chakotay on Star Trek.
Oh.
And I don't know who the chick was.
I don't know who the girl was.
Yeah.
Which Star Trek? I gave up after
Deep Space Nine.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a big Star Trek, Star Wars dude. More Star Trek, though. I think Star Wars lost its passion.
Mojo?
Too much shit coming out.
I mean, it's just
out
of control.
There is a lot.
Too much. I didn't even watch Andor yet. Who the fuck has time?
I hear Andor's good, but Obi-Wan could just... Boba Fett.
Wasn't there a Boba Fett one, too?
Oh, yeah, I was upset by the Boba Fett.
Can they keep the helmet on that son of a bitch?
Yeah. I know.
Mandalorian was good.
And I'm a big Boba Fett person, and I would,
get on the mic, please.
Can we say the Mandalorian?
Oh, sorry, I'm not on the mic.
You got that handsome dude from Game of Thrones that everyone loved, and everyone was complained that the helmet was on him the whole time. So then they go,
Let's get an ugly guy and take his helmet.
Let's take it off for Boba Fett, the old guy, and you're like, put 4 helmets back on this son of a bitch. And why is he talking about water? I don't give a shit about him drinking water.
I didn't make it through that. I started Obi-Wan and gave up. I didn't even try Andor.
Well, they just retcon everything. Really? He went and saved goddamn Leia and he forgets about that in New Hope. Get a job.
Can't do it. All right. So now your transition, although that means different things these days, your transition into porn, right?
Yeah.
You started with doing what I would say like sexy photos and stuff like that and started getting notoriety through that. But one of the big things you talk about is your cosplay pics and stuff. What was your cosplay person of choice back then?
Well, the first one, the big one I did, and Star Wars, because I'm an original Star Wars.
Remember
you
said in the book that your dog was Chewbacca.
Yes, my Springer Spaniel, because she had brown furry ears.
Mm-hmm.
And
how was she with her lines?
Well, all you have to do is... I'm a pretty good Chewbacca.
That was real good.
I'm a good Chewbacca. Like,
I'm going to be honest. I've lived a long time. I've never heard a really beautiful woman say, I'm a really good Chewbacca. I hope I get hit by a car after this because
that's
there's
my
nothing
quote.
Else to live for, baby.
So when I was Princess Leia, so to play Slave Leia, you know, when she was with Jabba.
Yeah, the one that everyone loved as a kid.
Yeah. I met a photographer on a red carpet who said, I have like an authentic costume, like a, you know, a real one. So I did that for May the 4th Be With You, and that really skyrocketed my cosplay. So it was like all over the press. And then I started doing other ones, and that got tons of attention. And
at
followers.
That point, with the when you started getting the attention for cosplay, were you already married?
Yes, I've been, yeah.
Okay, yo, that was back, I think it was 2006.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so
this was like 2013, 14, okay. 15.
So now here's the part that, and I find this fascinating because I would love to hear his side of the story because I don't know, like with the book, for instance, he's featured in the book a lot, right? Yeah. Did he know he was going to be featured in the book?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you kind of go through, before you released anything, he read the script.
He's read everything. Okay, he's read it a lot.
But here's the question. You say this, and if this is true, awesome for him that he's this open-minded.
Yeah.
You talk in the book about the first time you had a threesome you were with a girl in front of him right after you got married, blah, blah, blah. But at some point, he's the one that suggests that you have sex with men on camera.
Well, it wasn't that he suggested it to me because I was talking about like all of these different fantasies. He had read like erotic stuff that I had written.
Right, which you talked about that all the time.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry to cut this off. This is fascinating. She would write her own erotic fiction and then masturbate to the stuff she just wrote.
Yes.
She's next level, Bubba.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that beats your...
It's sort of what I do.
Your conquest.
It's sort of what I do.
In air quotes.
It's kind of what I do. Sort of.
Yeah.
Did you write about his conquest? Is that what you're...
You know what? I think I was feeling it. Maybe that's what you... Yeah. I'm manifesting it.
That part of it, like what I... And this is my... If I was guessing as a man, I'm married to a beautiful woman that I'm in love with. I'm reading this shit and seeing that, she really wants to get railed out by other people. Let me be okay with this because I don't want to lose her. Is that fair to guess?
I don't know if he was thinking it would lose me. Maybe I know he thought it was also I had already started doing my own content.
What about James? What's wrong with that, James?
Well, I had already started
your story, but this son of a bitch with railed out 8 times. This is a drinking game. We'd all be fucked up. Who the fuck says railed out in 2022 in their fucking 50s?
It makes me laugh.
What are we early night? What are we doing?
I'll tell you why. Big J on the show last Wednesday said that I make all these weird old timey expressions, so I decided to lean into it.
I mean, railed out is insanity.
Okay, but railed out.
Let her finish the goddamn story.
No. That's true. I noticed railed out a lot. But basically, I don't know if he was thinking about losing me at that point, but he definitely saw... Well, I had started my own content, and I'd done girl stuff, right. Which he has always been fine.
Find me the guy that's not...
Yeah, exactly. It was not even an issue, it was a little discussion, but I thought it was going to be weirder than he loved it. But anyway, but he saw what a good performer I was. Mm-hmm. I was doing... And I really loved it, and I loved my erotic stories, and I wanted to try things. Listen, you're not going to be able to do... In a marital bedroom, really, like go to dungeons and have gangbangs. I mean, it's not easy to like find.
But, you mean the rail room?
Well, yes.
Railroad?
There's the other rail out. They can't come in, the rail's out.
Railroad, that's good. This was a chance for me to. We actually saw porn. First of all, I said we had to get a professional. We talked about that, like somebody who knew the game. It's not intimacy because they know they're coming in to do a job.
And
we have fun,
and there's cameras.
Yeah. We have fun. When I was shooting my own content, I started doing it with two guys who were long-time porn stars. I mean, like 10, 15 years in the business. And so it was a very good experience. They were very professional.
Watched the first time?
Yeah, he was filming part of it. Yeah, he did a lot of them. He doesn't come to my like professional porn sets now, but back in the days, he was there taking the Snapchats.
Now he doesn't come as much.
No, just not to the professional sets because it's a whole deal and I'm working there. This was more of I was doing it from my own content. And and we were also in the beginning, we were exploring to see if this would be comfortable for us.
Was there moments where he said things like, yeah, that one, like, hey, maybe you're a little too familiar with this guy. He seems too much to know you already or I'm not comfortable with this.
No, it wasn't. It was surprisingly comfortable for us. And we worked with the same guys for like a year and a half. Oh. So it was kind of like the same thing. We did different. We did cosplay stuff. We did, all sorts of crazy setups and everything. But it was surprising the first time. We thought it could be weird, and it wasn't. We were fine afterwards. And I really think it's sort of a safe haven in porn and sexual, performance to be able to work with professionals who leave.
Do you think it's not an affair? Be fine if he wanted... to get into it with other women?
I would probably not be as open-minded, but if he really wanted it, like, I don't know if I would bring it up to him. I don't know. It's so weird. He's like, so does not want to perform.
Right, I get you.
If it was a performance thing and he really, it was his, like, passion and he was so good, that would be a different story. So maybe, maybe I would probably be okay with that. But I don't, like, go hunt out guys on Friday nights.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
So, by the way, there was a time in my life, not so much now because I don't get railed out as much anymore. Boom.
Railed. Ooh. You got railed out.
Yeah, once you
wow.
be given the railing.
I just wanted to work it into
he
the
He was getting railed yeah. out.
Where it's progressive. I was dating. We're not in a red state.
I was dating this chick who we would go meet up with other couples and stuff. Oh. Like, that was a big thing, right? And the thing that was fascinating to me was every couple had their own rules that made sense to them. You know, so one of them was one time only and we can never see each other again.
Okay.
You know, one was like separate bedrooms and we don't want to see it happen. You know, there's like every couple had, and every time I was like, all right, whatever the fuck, I don't give a shit. Doesn't matter to me.
Right.
You know, but it was funny to see what, you know, what works for any couple. And as long as both parts of that couple are on board with it,
yeah,
who gives a shit? It makes no difference.
That's exactly with us. And again, if he was wanted to perform and stuff, I'd be fine.
I just worried at one point that he was doing this, not that I should be counseling anyone, but he was doing this more because I love you so much that I know you want this and I want you to be happy. Mm-hmm. And not that he's doing it and he's comfortable with it. Is he, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
You know what? He was, we actually, when we did those first content shoots, I actually started off with a blowjob.
Okay.
And
I usually do the same.
You gotta
warm
up. And
I was very good. I mean, I was very like, after the first time I actually had full intercourse with the guy, I asked him later on what he remembered about the situation. And he said, you weren't nervous at all.
Okay.
And so I wasn't. It was just such a natural thing for me to perform. And I really thought, I think my husband saw that.
Yeah.
And
then
he
also
that
said, you don't think you could do this if you didn't have such a great relationship.
Yeah,
right?
I couldn't. You know, because I would have never brought it up, or maybe eventually, but not at that time. And it really, it was came at the perfect time where you know, I was able to explore all of my sexuality and everything with my audience in real time. So they saw everything that I was doing. And so I could really take a full authentic journey with them to where it led to professional porn and then OnlyFans and all
and
that.
And it took a several year transition.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like it happened overnight.
No, yeah, it started off with the booby blogs and
didn't
all
that. Didn't it start off with some sort of Kiss a Ginger Day?
Yes, it did. That was several years before. I can't remember the date exactly, but no, I think that was in like 2015 or something. But yes, International Kiss a Ginger Day is a thing. And I was looking for a ginger to kiss and have a cute little slumber party with, you know, and I found,
aren't we all?
And it's, you know what? There were actors who would not do it because it was kissing a lesbian kiss. They actually just, we were just going to
kiss. Because at this point you were still, I keep to go and gravitate toward this term, but for lack of better words.
That's what I know.
Somewhat mainstream, right?
Yeah,
that's
I was,
why.
Right.
And so like, no, I can't be associated with this.
Right. And they would say that. And I was like, what? That's just so weird. It's, we're just going to, you know, kiss.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I had a friend of mine who was a producer, director kind of guy, who knew Elle Alexandro is her name, beautiful redhead, who was a lesbian porn star. And she was a big fan of Boy Meets World, and so she wanted to do it. And I was like, okay, this is great. And so we had our little slumber party kiss of ginger, but then it turned into us getting nude and all over each other on the floor in front of my fireplace.
Yeah,
so it was really hot. And then at the end of it, I was like taking these pictures. They were totally like porny, for lack of a better word, pictures. And at the end of it, she said, "You're going to do something one day." And I didn't start doing like my content until 2018 at the beginning. And
This was like 2015.
Did you ever follow up with her and say,
oh yeah, we shot. We shot a whole thing. She's a great, she actually was so cute. She like texted me when she got the book. And
oh, that's cool.
She's a wonderful, wonderful
I also
girl.
Think that picture, if I'm not mistaken, is what led to Girl Meets World not wanting you to be part of.
Yes. And we, no, the pictures that came out, the nudie pictures did not come out. I later released them on my content platforms. But at that time, I just had them kind of for myself. The press photos were just the cute slumber party stuff. But yes, that and my sexy cosplay and that, yeah.
It's Girl wild. I mean, I know from doing, oh, look at that.
There she is. Isn't she cute?
Look at Shannon pulling these pics
Now, do you think that would be something in the press that people would be like, oh, we cannot have her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm offended. I'm not offended. I'm offended.
Yeah, I was offended. By that issue. But, you know, it was just Disney. Yeah, Disney is Disney. And they didn't like me getting attention for being sexy, I guess. Because people say now, oh, because you did porn, you can't be on. No, it was way before. Like,
I feel I don't get enough attention for being sexy.
I'll give you the attention.
I thought you were going to say you don't get enough attention from Disney.
That's probably true as well.
That's true.
But now, when writing this book, you said the hardest part of writing this book was like looking back at your younger self and wishing that, I mean, I think everybody would go through that. Wish you could talk to your younger self and, you know, teach.
Everybody does.
Yeah, everyone does. Were there things that when you were going back through that journey of maybe watching some old episodes and shit that you're like, oh my God, was I fucking an idiot or anything like that? The things that you forgot about?
I think the way that I just accepted things and didn't speak up and thought, you know, like when I was asked to try all this lingerie on for the producers and stuff. And I have to say, not all of they weren't all being like skeezy, like assaulting me or anything, but it was just kind of a Disney thing. It was like, that was just what you did. You just, actresses just did stuff like that. And so I was like worried just to look good enough and keep my job and keep them liking me and stuff. And it was kind of interesting though. Michael Jacobs, the executive producer, and I write a lot about him and our relationship as like this father daughter.
I think you talked about that. That was with the Danny DeVito thing too.
Yes. And actually I have to say he called me, after the book came out, and he's been one of the only people who had like a 2-hour conversation, an hour and a half, whatever. And we like talked about a lot of stuff, and it was, you know, it was great. We were in a very good place now. So.
Has anybody else in the book reached out in any capacity? Like, why'd you bring me up or blah, blah, blah?
Not too much about that. It's people that don't reach out at all or like, I would say Will from Wilfred Ella's reached out and talked to me, and he's been great. And Trina had been very supportive of my porn career early on, but the rest, it's very crickets. And I know Danielle is very straight-laced and stuff.
Let me ask this question. You talk in a good chunk of the book about this chapter is about this pilot you shot with Wayne Knight and Danny DeVito.
Oh my God, it was so good.
So I mean, you don't really explain.
And Valerie Bertinelli.
What was, like, you say how everyone loved it and stuff, but I don't know if I heard yet, at least I'm not there yet. What was the show? Like, what was the show?
You know what? It was a pilot. It was basically Valerie Bertinelli was playing a newscaster at this news station. I don't, you know, wherever it was. I forget. Midwest or something. And I was the weather girl. And Wayne Knight worked. Yeah, I think he was the manager or something like that. I forget. It was a wild go now. But I was the weather girl. And they had me in like little outfits, of course, again. And I remember I wore this short little Eskimo outfit where it was like fur, just covering my butt cheek, but not really. And I would have to reach up to the weather port and like do it. And I'd say I'd give weird weather and like not weird, but like obscure rather in like downtown quarter schwarg in Greenland or Iceland or whatever, like because they wanted me to reach far on the map.
That's funny. Joke.
Yeah, but it was cute. But it was a very the TV station was going to give me her newscaster job.
Oh, because you're like the hot new thing on
set.
That
was the idea. I really think it would have been a great show, and I think it was it was for Fox. And
what year are we talking?
I'd say this was around 2005.
Oh, wow. So like post-Seinfeld for Wayne Knight,
yes,
right?
It was post-Seinfeld, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
2004, 2005, yeah. It was for the 2005, I think, season, but it's around there.
Right, around that time.
But yeah, so I really think it would have been good. I think there was a stigma, like, because Michael Jacobs, who did Boy Meets World, was, He's a family comedy guy, and I think they were looking for something edgy. Even though it was kind of edgy, I was practically, you know, out of my Eskimo costume half the time.
That's pretty cool. That's
but right. I have to say they were a great group of people.
Does Danny DeVito still follow you online?
I don't think he ever really he'd always go, oh, look at her in her, you know, outfit.
So there's a part in the book that you talk about this term that I'd never heard of before, and I want you to elaborate because I don't know how... Also, talk to your husband into this thing. It just seems like a fun thing to be a part of, called yoni rubbing.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
Exactly.
Yes.
Yoni.
My yoni. Rubbing. My yoni. Well, yes, it's a massage.
And apparently it's a great way by to men listening to this.
yes.
Talk to your wife. They're saying that, oh, I'm just going to have a medical procedure of a yoni rub.
It is. Yoni is my vagina.
Yeah. But there's one for the guy, too.
Yes, that's the, yes, I talk, yeah, it's one for, yeah. They can both do your sexual organs. Yeah. But it's basically you're getting your sexual energy, like...
You know, you get jerked off, and it's under the guise of being for yoga.
Yeah, that's what he thought. That's what he felt, yeah. But I actually felt very empowered and freed by this situation. It's not.
I'm sure
not,
he did too.
There was these.
Yeah,
it wasn't like
a little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, "It's great." It was a great experience, and I actually recommend it for anybody.
I'm on board right now.
You have to get like a yoga tantric kind of.
Do
profession.
You though?
Yes, they were not like like what you would consider like attractive.
They were now old. Look at
they
you.
Were older.
Look at me.
You
I'm out.
Phony yogi.
I'm not railing out that.
Whoa.
No, but it's not like they come at you and go, hey, baby. It's more like it's a spiritual experience. Yeah.
Can we just talk about how this chucharoon, you're trying to be as organic and lovely with the craft of yoga and spirituality. It's like, they're basically jerking you off.
That's exactly what happened.
Son of a bitch becomes David Johansen and Scrooge.
I listened to the book. You didn't, you son of a bitch. I know what I'm talking about.
Did she say just like that in the goddamn
book? That's what he said.
Page 8 and jerked me off in that fucking voice.
That was his voice.
I'm sorry.
He came in.
I was trying to channel Meisner.
You hear his audio?
Not as good as my Chewbacca.
Your Chewbacca is the best I've ever heard.
The husband.
And I've heard him all over the world.
On the audio book, the husband's in the back goes, remember when they jerked me off? That's what happened in the book.
Does he get a credit in Audible for that?
Oh my god,
well, that is pretty. It's a yoni. It's for either side, right?
No. Yoni. It's It's the male have a different name. Yeah.
Okay. But if I want to go get my yoni yoinked, what do I call it? What's it called?
No, I think you just go and say you want a tantric kind of massage.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna look into that later. Yeah. That's for sure. Okay. And then also, there's only a couple of things. Then we gotta do the first.
Get a tantric massage. You'll feel nice. The oil, everything.
Right.
It'll bounce your chi.
This is early on in the book, which I found fascinating. Your shock and awe of learning that Barbie, quote, didn't have a slit.
No yes. slit.
Yes. That freaks you out as a kid. You didn't know that that was supposed to be a thing. Does that mean that you thought, I shouldn't have a slit? Or that why does Barbie not have a slit?
Oh, God. Well, this is going to when I was very, very little. But yes, I thought. No, I thought, why
fair
does...
Fair question.
It was
I'm
actually both.
You, but you ask it like Larry King. It's pretty good. Did you think that you needed a slit or that you were broken or Bobby was broken?
I thought I was broken.
That's what
more.
I would think.
Yes.
Repressed but, Catholic, you're broken.
Yes. I mean, but I knew, like... But then it confused me because how did she pee? That confused me. So I didn't... I couldn't... And then I didn't understand, like, I was six or something? I didn't understand the workings of the vagina, but then I was
still
like,
don't
wait.
I'm 52. Hit it.
Go to the yoni. You'll understand. Why don't you train to give yoni massages?
Oh, believe me.
Oh, my God. Can we document that?
On your health show. Wait a minute.
Can I choose the women I'm yoning out?
Yes. On your health show,
to choose
you will
you back.
Yoning
that's the problem.
Out. That's
Do you have a health podcast? I heard a rumor.
I do. It does quite well, by the way. It does quite well.
So you can massage. Yonis.
All right, I'm going to go in for that. Yonis. I mean, that's a good one. All right, so we don't have much time. I have two other things to bring up, but let's do the first, Shannon.
Yeah. The first time. Oh, this. Ever I
saw. Concert, did drugs, had sex. The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time.
Dawn
the first
time.
Experience with all three. Am I just noticing now that at the end of that, Shannon, there's like some cool video motion at the end of the graphic? Did I just never notice that before?
Just right now coming out of that?
Yeah. At the end.
I did that in Venus.
Oh, okay. You did that. That looked cool. I like that. I notice things. I care about production.
You are very present. You don't stare off into the abyss like
no, like you'll get my fucking Lysol. I'll slap you later.
That is a lot
later?
Of Lysol.
You do it again, I'm going to have to rail you out. Now listen.
Are you going to hit my yoni?
So We start with rock and roll. And by rock and roll, we just mean the first concert you went to. It doesn't have to be a rock concert. And ideally, one you went on your own volition, not one that your parents dragged you to. And something we're going to know, not some local schmuck playing in the middle of nowhere. You know what I mean?
You know, I would say, well, my parents took me to. I mean,
unless you said, I really want to go to this, and they took you.
It was either a Madonna concert, but I don't know if that was the first. I think it might have been Tiffany.
Oh, wow. We had Tiffany on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I loved Tiffany back in the, I know. And I loved her. So it went, I can't remember which came first.
Okay.
But it was very, you know, it was like taking your parents go, and it was fun. I liked it. It was loud, and it was like, yeah, it was good.
This is a good Ralph delusional story, because I'm if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm pretty delusional. So Tiffany does the show.
Okay.
Right? And then Debbie Gibson follows me.
I liked her, too.
And then starts sending me voicemail messages that she wants to come on the show, but also like some personal stuff. She goes, and like, I see that you're running a Peloton. Maybe we could do a race together sometime, something like that. So then in my delusional Ralphie's crazy world, I'm going to have sex with Debbie Gibson. That's really what I thought, but that didn't happen.
Oh, really?
And she's never done the show.
Oh.
If you ever do, though, you have to listen to Electric Youth.
Hey, maybe I can get Kissa, she's not a ginger. Kissa.
Kissa who?
Kiss Debbie Gibson on the air.
Oh, kiss Debbie Gibson. That'd be cool.
Well, she's dyed her hair. How do you feel about that?
I'm fine.
Is that legal? I mean, would she be a ginger if she's her hair's dyed?
I've seen dyed her hair.
Oh, my God.
Shocking.
What a ruse.
For years.
I feel like I've been living a lie.
By the way, Debbie Gibson still looks unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Sing a song with the circle
jerks.
I was thinking,
get her here.
Yeah, just get her in the room.
I'm fine.
Absolutely. Okay. So now the first drug you ever did after weed, because most people...
Oh, then I don't... I've never done
never
any
done
drugs.
Anything else. All right, so
except
then,
weed.
And how old were you?
I'm not a drug person because I'm just too anxious. Okay. And so I've really never done... I mean, prescription drugs I get really on when I have my teeth.
But
or
that
whatever.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
But like weed, how old were you when you did it?
Oh, I was
older.
Was
it on Boy Meets World?
It was around that time. Yeah, it was around that time. I did not do anything in high school. It was around... I guess college, but weed actually makes me pretty paranoid.
Yeah, I mean,
like certain weed especially. Yeah. So I don't do it a lot because I'm very like I remember the first time or one of the first times I felt like I was in a video game. I felt like I felt that people were going to come after me or something. And I was very, so I wanted that feeling like people like love it. And I'm like, but I guess, you know, certain strains.
Yeah, there's that.
I didn't know. I was just accepting whatever friend at the party gives it, you know, whatever.
I told this story on the show. I apologize, but I think it's fitting for what you just said. I did it. I don't do any drugs at all, but I try a drug once a year on the show just for.
On
the show.
Wow.
But I did an edible with my other co-host, right?
Oh, I've done an edible. Yeah.
And I came home. I was so bad.
It's so weird. Yeah.
Jay had to bring me home and put me into bed.
Oh, no.
Right? Because I was so zoned out. I actually tried to walk into the street by myself. I was like, no, on another planet. But he brings me home, puts me in bed. He goes, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. I thought I was on a reality show.
No.
And everybody at the stand were watching me at home, lying in bed. And I had to go to the bathroom. And I said, I don't want them all to see me take a shit.
That's how I felt with the video game thing. Oh, I thought I was like playing something and there was people after me.
That's so funny.
It is.
I'm similar. I'm not made for drugs.
Yeah. Okay.
And now the first time you had sex.
Oh, well, I talk about it in a book. It was with my nerdy friend who I wanted it to be a secret from everyone because I wanted to pretend that I was a good virgin forever.
Right.
And so all of my church friends and everybody would think I was good, but I wanted to get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the best.
Sound like every woman I've ever had sex with.
Well, I didn't say, he was the best, you know, accomplice in this because he wanted to get fucked, but, and he like, you know, he wanted me and.
Not railed?
Well, yeah, see, I said, yeah, railed. That's the next level.
You with that old-fashioned fuck talk.
Listen, it wasn't a railing, believe me, the first time.
How old were you, said?
Oh, I was like 16.
That's not that bad. You said older. That's not bad. 16, 17 is very common.
Oh, did I say? Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. But that's the
most common age.
Yeah.
It's 36.
Oh. I believe it. By the way.
Yeah, 16. That's a good.
Yeah, that's a good age for it.
So, but also it wasn't like a great. Like, I just got it over. You know what I mean?
Who's first experience was great.
I know, that's true. I want to hire somebody who's was.
I don't know if it's funny. I don't, like, we've asked that question out of over 500 people, I would say.
No, but it's, you know,
it's never been a great first
And they
story.
Shouldn't build it up. Like, virginity should not be built up as, like, this great thing that's going to happen. You really should get it over with and then learn.
James?
It's like muck in a hand in poker, but I think, once again, we go to our favorite guest, Johnny Rizzo of...
No, not Johnny Rizzo. His real name is...
Johnny Russo.
Yeah. Russo, yeah.
Boy, he loved me then. He loved that I'm fucking up his name. He did.
Was the only one that was a magical experience because he was. It was fictitious at best.
It probably is. Oh. He acclaimed in this very seat that he was taking a bath in front of Marilyn Monroe. How that happens, God
only knows.
Yes, Shannon?
That's not actually true, James.
That wasn't it. It was the other way around. Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, that turns out.
Marilyn Monroe was taking a bath and beckoned him to the bathtub.
And then.
How old is he? What are you talking about?
He was a kid.
He's 14.
Yeah, he's 70 now.
He had to like watch her and like care for her this day. And she took a bath and then like beckoned him into
the bath. Yeah, and then so she deflowered him. So that guy's the only one, if you want to go down that road and believe it, it was a wonderful experience.
Also, the fact that for a second you said Marilyn Manson, I'm like, I believe that too.
I believe that too.
Based on all that shit.
Yeah, for sure. And now, lastly, I got to cough 1 second. I apologize, everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm back.
Now I'm back.
Well, that phlegm just railed your throat.
Yeah.
Hey. I like to bury a joke.
There's a new TV show that you're out on. Apparently, the episode came out 2 days ago. I scoured the internet, couldn't find it yet, called The Big Time.
Oh, no, that's still coming out.
It said November 7th.
You know what? I don't know how they put an exact date on there. I had nothing to do with the exact date that he was saying.
By the way,
I'm actually having a big, I wasted
fucking hours trying to find it. So that I could watch it before today.
It's coming.
Today.
Don't worry. It's coming.
Fix the IMDb page.
I don't know why they put a specific date like that
on it.
I love
you, baby.
It said November 7th, 2022.
You know what? I think that was the original listing. Don't worry. Next year, you'll experience
it. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? And then we'll wrap.
It's basically about the porn industry in, you know, theory. I mean, because, you know, it's a comedy. So it's not good. We're not going to be showing sex and all that. Okay. But we do show a naked dick. I got the guy I gave my first blowjob to is in it, and it's amazing. But basically, I'm playing like a.
I like the idea of showing a clothed
an adult
dick,
actress.
Like a dick in an outfit. We had that once on STR. Yeah.
I think that's kind of
wearing
cute.
A bow tie.
We had guys had to dress up their dicks for
that's
the day
that's really cute.
That
I like that.
Was it Rodney Dickerfield? What was the guy's name?
Oh my
name,
God, they had to name him.
Something like that. Yeah.
One guy did Tupac, one guy did Rodney Dickerfield.
Yeah, did his dick get any respect, Shannon?
That was part of his shtick.
Of course it was.
Did during the show.
Whoa.
Good.
Okay, so that is in theory coming out when?
No, next year. But and I have a big meeting on it, or we're going to, you know. Work on it.
Can part
this
of the
trip,
meeting be to fix
actually.
The IMDb page? Because I got that.
You know that I am shadow banned on the IMDb app because I am an adult actress now.
But here's what's weird about that.
You can find me if you Google me.
If I put your name in, it'll show up. And it will list
your
porn films.
But if you go on the Google, or not the Google app, the IMDb app. And you put my name in there, it acts like I don't exist.
Oh, okay. And also, my last question, is Maitland the family name? It's an interesting name.
Yeah, it's actually my middle name. And I talk about how I was Ashley Maitland. And my first agent, before I got the soap opera, told me to drop it, the Ashley, because there were so many Ashleys. Mm. And it has been very original. So my dad found it. I think he knew somebody who had a last name of it. Like he heard it. And it was a middle name. But it's Jimmy Stewart's middle name.
Oh.
So, and I didn't know that. Yeah. I was not named after
now
him.
Now we're speaking my language references of my age.
But I found that out later. And there's actually a little reference in It's a Wonderful Life, which is one of my favorite films.
And they say the name Maitland in the movie?
He says to him, when they're giving out the money on the stock run and all that stuff, he says, here, Miss Maitland.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a little nod right there. And there's also a Maitland, Florida. Oh. And lots of Maitlands in England.
I used to date a girl named Meriwether. And it's like a real old timey name.
That's
and she
cute.
Said it's such like a plantation owner name kind of vibe that anytime she meets a Maitland, if they sit and talk for at least 20 minutes, Meriwether, they find out they're related somehow. Like it all goes back to some, you know, slave owning idiots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty wild. Wow. Yeah,
I thought it was kind of a cute name.
Now it's not. I'm here to ruin things for everybody.
I know. I didn't.
Catwoman was Lee Mayweather.
Mayweather. Not Meriwether.
Lee Meriwether.
Tomato, tomato, right, wrong. What was that?
So anyway, to get back on track, James.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm derailing.
The Big Time is, you're going to love it.
Big Time is coming out next year. Book Rated X, How Porn Liberated Me from Hollywood is out now. I recommend the audiobook.
Oh, yes.
Maitland Ward is not like she needs any more followers. She's nearing 2 million on Instagram. anything else you want to plug while we do around the plugs?
No, and also, you know, any of my films you can see on deeper.com.
Yeah, I mean, deeper.com.
I did wear it. You know what? I did wear it. I have my Deeper
merch
shirt.
Nice.
But honestly, I it was raining today, too, so I just got a little T-shirt.
Got a little Deeper. I got it. but nothing else you want to plug before we go around the room and do plug?
No, but yeah, go there and stuff. And yeah.
Well, first of all, everybody, thank you very much for
thank
coming
you.
On.
And now, so
James,
much fun.
Your plugs.
The James Mattern, Pattern with an M on Instagram, YouTube. Watch the Check Spot special. Me, while everyone pays their bills, doing a Q&A. It's crazy. You can also go to pinchrecords.com and get the vinyl. It's going fast. There's only a few left. Go get them now. And New Year's, I'll be with Chris DiStefano at the Paramount in Long Island. And I'll be back the 19th through the 26th in Vegas. Christmas week, my hometown, my home club, the Comedy Cellar at the Rio. And once again, mad love to Big Steve. Boom.
Yay, right. Fun.
Now, Shannon, your plugs.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, and they tell their own personal experiences about their worst date experience, a time they were in a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Okay, don't make any sort of acknowledgement when I ask this question. Until everyone locks in their votes.
Okay.
The question is, does Maitland believe in ghosts? James? Yes. Shannon?
Yes.
I'm saying 100% yes, because she was about to say, I have some, and she was going to be like, great stories about ghosts. Well, so that's why I'm going with yes. So is it yes?
Yeah, I do. I do really, I feel like a, you know,
spiritual. Don't tell
nature.
Us that. Tell you do Shannon show and tell her. That's the way
well,
to do it.
Well, I don't have stories necessarily about ghosts, but one time, one of the best... I don't know if the best is the word. Halloween costumes a fan sent me was him getting in a Ghostbusters outfit, progressively undressing and getting fucked by a ghost.
That was
like Dan Aykroyd?
Wait, it was a video
no,
he sent you?
No, it was photos. It was photos, but it was, you know, it was sort of troubling, but but it was like, okay, he was in the Ghostbusters outfit.
Okay.
And then he'd unbuttoned himself for different levels of the sex, and he'd pretend that there was a ghost there having sex with him.
Well, that's that scene. What? Dan Aykroyd gets a blowjob from a ghost.
Oh, well, I guess he was doing that.
Does
well,
he?
Yeah, oh, yeah, but it was a little
I don't remember
weird.
That.
Yeah, Sybil Shepherd.
Pull it up.
That actress, isn't that her? Sybil Shepherd?
But why do I not remember this scene at all?
What's her name? What's her name?
Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney Weaver, right?
There's a ghost.
Wait a minute.
Ghost blowjob.
You're saying Dan Aykroyd gets a blowjob?
A ghost blowjob.
I don't remember this.
In
not the original.
I remember because I was six and my aunt and uncle took me to the goddamn movie.
The original
and it was
one?
Weird. Yeah.
I don't know if I would remember the movie the same
Shannon,
way.
Shannon, pull the whole goddamn movie up.
I didn't remember
up.
That either.
Get the popcorn.
Are you aware of
go.
This?
Cancel plans.
Wait a minute.
I watched this a little
bit. I'm very confused. This is an actual thing.
I'm not doing my spot.
Oh,
check
right.
out the big brain on Brad.
You're right. I do remember. Wait, was this the first one or the second
this is
one?
The first one. I like to pretend.
Oh,
the second
I
one
forgot didn't. All
oh,
about
that's
them.
Right.
Oh my goodness gracious!
You're right. Wow. You are right. You
the
are
sun
right.
shines on a dog's
okay.
ass.
Who so was the chick?
So the guy, I think it was just a ghost.
Wow, yeah, no, but it's someone famous, think Shannon said.
No, I thought that it was the same ghost that was inside of
that's
Sigourney.
That's wild.
Oh yeah. I do
that
remember
really
that now.
That is really wild. Oh, my goodness.
So I guess that kind of was what this guy was doing, except there was no, like, apparition.
Was he getting taken from behind?
No. Oh. I don't remember. No, but he was, like, like embarrassed.
Oh, wow.
Like
that's wild.
He was
I
acting
really
it
you.
Out.
Thank you.
He acted it out.
You.
Okay, so follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness called The Good Sugar Podcast comes out every Monday. We're opening our first location, 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. I think by December. Brian, our producer, is right here in the studio as well. And how do we not end with this song? We had a song of the week every week. Let's do Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
By Ray Parker Jr., who I met once. And I have an ID from him saying, you're listening to the tour bus and I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I have that.
Oh, that's awesome.
ID.
That is pretty great. But I wish there was a song with Railed. That would have been great.
I'm sure there is one. All right, we'll see everyone next time on the SDR Show. Peace.
Afraid of no ghosts. If you see him first. question. Oh, who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Listening to the SDR Show.